How does someone who was moody, depressed, alone, isolated, be turned into a bold, confident reformer? Three words. God is what? Ever-present help. Do you hold on to those three words in your life? God is an ever-present help. Do you let your life be guided by those words? Do you need those words today? Or better yet, are you feeling the feelings of Luther? Maybe depressed, maybe overwhelmed, maybe isolated? A woman named Biddy Chambers did. Maybe you've heard the story before. Biddy Chambers had her Wartburg moment. Her dream in life was to partner with her husband in teaching the Bible. That's what she always wanted to do. She married her husband in 1906. She met her husband in 1906, and they married in 1908. Biddy and her husband purchased a large home in London with the dream of teaching missionaries and students in the Bible. Her husband would lecture, and she would write down copious notes of what her husband lectured about. World War I came, and that changed things. Her husband had a great desire to actually take the family to Egypt to teach soldiers on the front line about the gospel and the love that God has through his son, Jesus Christ. Biddy and their 2.5-year-old daughter followed the husband all the way to Egypt, and they taught the troops. He would lecture, Biddy would write down copious notes. Every single thought that the husband had, she wrote down. And it was at that point that a setback occurred. The husband had an appendicitis. They didn't have medical help for whatever reason, and he died. Biddy had her Wartburg moment. Alone, overwhelmed, depressed, not knowing what to do. But the story's told that Biddy held on to Psalm 46. God is an ever-present help. And she got some momentum, and she persevered. She collected everything that she wrote down, and she put them into pamphlets, and she distributed them as she could. She believed in those words firmly and got a little more momentum, then took those pamphlets and wrote a book. Do you know what that book is today? Does anyone know that story? Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. If you haven't read that book, come talk to me. Biddy Chambers compiled that book. That book greatly influenced Billy Graham, D.L. Moody, all sorts of the founders of Alcoholics Anonymous. Not only that, but every American president has read My Utmost for His Highest as their devotions. Today, there's about 15 million copies. The author, the husband, Oswald Chambers, he died. He never knew what an impact his writings would make. What made the difference? Biddy held on. God is an ever-present help. Are you there today? My hunch is there's lots of us, perhaps dozens of us here this morning, that are having their Wartburg moment, isolated, alone. Yeah, maybe even depressed. It's hard. What we can do is hold on to those three words, ever-present help. What we are overwhelmed with, God won't be overwhelmed with. He can conquer. What we are consumed with trouble, God can find a route. What we are trapped in, God can maneuver and find a route. Martin Luther held on to those three words. And by the way, the way I told the story today of his life, it wasn't as if he held on to those three words and then all of a sudden life was much better and easy and he had no problems. Actually, 7 years after 1522, Luther would go back into mood swings and Great Depression in 1529, inspire Germany. It was at that moment in 1529 that his works were banned and outlawed throughout all of Europe. All of his life's works were burned. Later in that year, 1529, it is believed that he picked up a pen and wrote the very hymn that we opened our service with. Almighty Fortress is our God. The inspiration behind that hymn, do you know where that comes from? Psalm 46. God is a very present, is an ever-present help. That's the way God wants to be known to you. He loves you very much. And there's nothing he'll do more than to prove that teaching in Psalm 46. He's an ever-present help. Amen.